Good morning, friends. This is Brother Eve from with the Fountain of Life, Daily Inspirations. It's the 20th of December, and I look forward to be sharing with you throughout this week. This morning, I'm going to go to the book of Jonah. I'm hoping you're somewhat familiar with the book of Jonah. If not, then you will become a little more familiar with it. Let me read to you the whole chapter of Jonah 1, and then also part of the second chapter. They're short chapters. It won't take real long. Listen to the word of God. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it, to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, Come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and a lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation? And whence comest thou? What is thy country? Of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up, and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you, for I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea wrought and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord, and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah, and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Chapter 2. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hadst cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depths closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped around my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. I'm going to stop right there. And the biggest lesson I want you to get out of this morning, it's an inspiration that I have got from this, is how Jonah, when he turned to flee from God, he went down, 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 and down some more. It says he went down to Joppa, and then he went down into the ship. And then later it says he went down into the sides of the ship. I'm assuming that was down into the lower parts of the ship, probably down as far as you could go about. And it would have probably seemed to Jonah like that was about as far down as he would get. I'm sure he wasn't expecting you to go further down. He had he'd come down to the bottom of the ship. That's down far enough. Now think with me. When we are Christians, when we want to serve the Lord, when we are children of God, God has the master over us. He is the master. He has lordship over us. And he has the right to just tell us what to do. That is the Christian life. He has the right to tell us what to do, to give us direction, to speak to us through his spirit and through his word. And when he tells us what to do at that moment, if we choose not to do it, that's sin. And sin, my friend, will always take you down. It will take you down, down, and down. And just like it did for Jonah, after he thought he was down as far as he would go, he had a big surprise coming. He would go much further down yet. The Lord sent the great storm. The wind was howling. The waves were crashing. The sailors were desperately afraid. They were crying and shouting to one another. They would have had to yell quite loudly to be heard, probably. And they were frantically trying to work this thing out and figure out what they could do to appease God and get this storm stopped. And they found out Jonah was guilty. And Jonah told them, "Throw me over. I'm done." Basically, he said, "I'm done. God has not been mocked. God has given me what I deserve. I'm going to die in my sin." And they threw him overboard, and he went down into the water. Then he went down into the whale's belly. Then he went down, all the way down to the bottom of the sea. It says he went down to the bottom of the mountains. And just like this, with Jonah's life, so sin will always take us down further than where we want to go. And it would trap us a lot more than we intended to be trapped. Again, when we turn from the Lord and we run from him, it will take us down. The only road away from God is down. Let me rephrase that a bit. If we resist the Lord, we will go down. If we disobey the Lord, we will go down. If we think we can put ourselves somewhere where God won't find us, or he won't speak to us anymore through his spirit, we're going to go down. We don't want to be there, a dangerous place to be. And we praise God for his mercy in Jonah's life. God didn't just let him go. He didn't just forget about him and, "Okay, Jonah, you can go live your own life." He arrested him. Praise God. And God does do that sometimes, but rarely in as dramatic a way as he did with Jonah. And there are many people that rebel against the Lord, fall into sin and unbelief, and they never come back. There are many, many people like that. So to think that you can run from God, you can sin, you can have a dramatic experience, and God will somehow bring you back, that's a very dangerous and presumptuous idea to have. But the mercies of the Lord are great. He is slow to anger, great compassion. May we praise him this morning and today and the rest of our life. And may we, when he speaks to us, embrace his direction, embrace the cross, be willing to die to self. And even if he tells us to go and preach to Nineveh, or preach to New York City, or some other city, or do whatever, whatever he tells you to do, my friend, be sure not to run away. If God asks us to do something and we resist that, then we will not grow more in our Christian life from that point. In fact, we'll start to go down, like I said before. So may we embrace whatever he wants us to carry out and be found faithful, and be able someday to hear those blessed words from the Lord Jesus, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."